Hello, lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcast from Los Angeles, California, USA. For positive programming, join us on ASPA 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa.
In less than 2 weeks, starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will be broadcasting via additional satellites to our audience worldwide. Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2. Africa on Intelsat 10KU and C-band. Asia on Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America on Galaxy 25. South America on Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Sri Lanka reports substantial economic progress. In humanitarian news, Norway pledges $70 million to aid Zambia. In environmental news, Thai tropical paradise set to ban plastic packaging. In spiritual news, the hugging saint is honored in Paris. In animal news, Mary Nessie loves staying home and watching her squirrels. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, on November 3, 1924, Father Samuel Ruiz Garcia was born in Mexico. Father Garcia served as bishop in San Cristobal de las Casas, Chiapas, Mexico from 1959 until 1999. As bishop of the region, Father Garcia was dedicated to improving the lives of the people. For his service to the people and actions for peace, Father Garcia won many awards, including the Pacem in Terris or Peace on Earth Award and UNESCO's Simon Bolivar International Prize. Thank you, Father Garcia, for your tireless, compassionate work to improve people's lives and contribute to peace on earth. We wish you a joyful and blessed birthday.
Israel and Palestine hold first joint law enforcement training workshop. On Wednesday, Israeli and Palestinian police came together in a first-ever joint workshop. Sponsored by the European Union, their training focused on road safety and the development of mutual confidence between the two organizations. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenberg stated, "This is the first of the cooperation that's taking place. We're planning another workshop in the near future in the field of forensics, which is also a field that we feel we can develop with the Palestinian police." Abdul Salam Ismail, advisor to the head of the Palestinian police, affirmed that these cooperative trainings are of great importance. Congratulations and heaven bless the European Union, Israeli and Palestinian police personnel for your committed efforts to collaborate for the peace and safety of all. May the success of your shared goodwill be blessed to inspire many more.
Lion News. Ireland contributes €820,000 to World Trade Organization WTO programs. The Irish government confirmed on Wednesday a commitment of €820,000 to three World Trade Organization programs designed to help developing countries reach the organization's agreements and international standards. The funds will be used for technical assistance and training in international trade policies and requirements for gaining market access. Irish Ambassador Dáithid O'Kealaigh said, "This package of assistance reflects Ireland's continued commitment to the efforts of the WTO in the area of trade-related technical assistance. A big thank you and God bless Ireland for your generosity and meaningful contributions. May the people of all developing countries be blessed to prosper and live in abundant happiness and comfort.
Fly-in News, UK to double aid for Myanmar. United Kingdom will increase humanitarian aid to the people of Myanmar from £9 million in 2007 to £18 million by 2010. The Secretary of State for International Development, Douglas Alexander, said on Monday that the fund will assist more children with education, improve hygiene, and boost overall health. Mr. Alexander said, "We will also continue to support civil society groups addressing the development needs of Burma. All our work is monitored carefully to ensure it reaches those most in need. Thank you and God bless the United Kingdom for your loving and brotherly support of the people of Myanmar. May both countries be blessed with stability, abundance, and peace."
Fly-in News. California appreciates inmate firefighters. Huge wildfires in Southern California, USA, were finally extinguished this past week, and over 3,000 of the heroic firefighters were prison inmates. The prisoners played a major role in saving homes and lives. Most of the time, they were on the front lines putting out flames. When not fighting fires, the inmates provided other services, such as clean up parks and rebuilding trails. A big heartfelt thanks and God bless all the unsung heroes who sacrificed their own safety to help many people. We pray for the consolation of the fire victims during their recovery.
Fly-in News. New business networking site connects Indian elite with less fortunate. India's recent economic success has created a society of well-to-do people with a desire to improve the livelihoods of those around them. According to economist Anirudh Krishna at Duke University in the USA, impoverished people remain in low-paying jobs not because they lack abilities, but because they have no social networks to help them find better opportunities. Baba Job, a website created by former Microsoft employee Sean Blaxvet, seeks to bridge this gap. It is a business networking site that connects India's wealthy, computer-literate elite with job seekers who may have never used a computer before. His site is starting out in Bangalore, India, with plans to expand. Thank you and heaven bless Mr. Blaxvet for helping to improve the lives of the poor through Baba Job. May God bless you with great success in your noble venture.
Fly-in News. 24 U.S. patents awarded to Olaxi's engineer. Nguyen Cao Hong, an Olaxi's-born engineer who grew up in the United States, excels in the field of semiconductor chip design. He is the first Olaxi's in the world to pioneer the invention and design of a semiconductor chip using partial response maximum likelihood, or PRML, technology. His company, Blue 7 Communication, has developed and manufactured a semiconductor chip for ultra-wideband wireless technology, which has the highest and widest frequency of all wireless systems. To date, Nguyen Cao Hong has been awarded with 24 U.S. patents. Congratulations, Nguyen Cao Hong, for your extraordinary work in the field of wireless technology. May your designs lead to greater connectivity, respect, and understanding among all the Earth's people.
Fly-in News. Active play imparts healthy brains and bodies to children. According to a study carried out by the Medical College of Georgia in the U.S., 20 to 40 minutes of active play improves the overall cognitive abilities and physical health of children. Overweight children who did vigorous physical activity, which raised their heart rates for 20 or 40 minutes, showed significant improvements in cognitive skills, with lower percentages of body fat compared to a sedentary control group over the course of the study. Thank you to the researchers from the Medical College of Georgia for your study focusing on the overall well-being of children. May God bless all young people with healthy bodies and minds and soaring spirits.
Fly-in News. Religious leaders to sign a proclamation to protect animals. In an historical gathering on November 7th in Washington, D.C., Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Islamic, Jewish, and other religious leaders would join in signing a collaboratively authored Proclamation for Animal Compassion. sponsored by Best Friends Animal Society, which runs the largest completely no-kill animal sanctuary in the U.S. The proclamation identifies five critical areas of animal care. These include adoption of homeless animals rather than purchasing from commercial breeders, reducing meat in our diet, rejecting entertainment that exploits animals, seeking alternatives to animal testing, and speaking out against land development that encroaches on wildlife. Imam Kasim Ahmed, a signor as well as founder and director of the Islamic Learning Institute, said, "Animals are beautiful creations from Allah and should be treated as such." Thank you, and heaven bless Best Friends Animal Society and leaders of all faiths for your loving care and efforts to preserve and uphold our cherished animal friends. May your actions inspire a unified voice of compassion among all.
In economy news, Sri Lanka is developing well. The Economic Forum on Inclusive Growth and Poverty Reduction in the New Asia and Pacific was held in Manila, the Philippines. Sri Lankan delegate Mr. Rohanta Atukorala reported that the Sri Lankan economy has experienced accelerated growth over the past 2 years. The annual average growth has been at 6.5%. The equality of income distribution increased at an annual rate of 2% in Sri Lanka. Congratulations, Sri Lanka, on your growing economic success. May Buddha bless the Sri Lankan people with joy, peace and prosperity. Norway is committed to help develop Zambian National Park. More about this up next on Noteworthy News. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Moo the Cat, welcoming you back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If we recycle just one can, we could save enough energy to run the television set for a whole 3 hours. Wow! Imagine how much of energy resources we would save over a year. Thank you for recycling. And now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, Norway promises $70 million of aid to Zambia. The Norwegian ambassador to Zambia, Mr. Tarjei Wichtel, has said that these funds will be used to support the education, environment, climate and governance sectors. He has stated that the Norwegian government is also encouraging development in the national park in Langwa Valley in the eastern part of the country. In addition, employment possibilities for the people in this area will be supported. Thank you and God bless Norway for your generous assistance to Zambia. May heaven bless the Zambian people to live in happiness and abundance.
In environmental news, Thai Resort Island set to ban plastic packaging. Koh Samet Island, the Thai Paradise Resort Island, is considering not allowing styrofoam and plastic packaging. The proposal for this environmentally protective action came from Mr. Sithichai Serisongseng, chief ranger of the island's national park. Mr. Serisong Seng called for more improved waste management and disposal, explaining that these measures are necessary to protect the island's natural beauty. Thank you, Mr. City Child Serisong Seng, for your efforts to keep the island paradise clean and green. May heaven bless all islands to maintain their pristine beauty. Ahead on Noteworthy News, squirrels have their own unique personalities according to caregiver. We'll take a moment to remember God's glory. We'll be back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 10 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. AsiaSat 2, 100.5 degrees east. AsiaSat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east on C-band. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east on KU band and C band.
Hi, my name's Renata, coming to you from Brisbane, Australia, for Supreme Master Television. Now, we're really excited here in Australia because Supreme Master Television is coming here very soon via satellite. So, what do you think of this positive news coming to Australia via satellite?
I think it's a good thing. I think it will make people more happy.
I think it's a brilliant idea. It's well overdue. And I really hope that it spreads from Australia over to New Zealand in a very short time, because it's very, very desperately needed over there as well.
It's actually coming to New Zealand.
Great. Well, the sooner the better. And we need some positivity and some optimism.
And I wish you all good luck with all this.
Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In spiritual news, the hugging saint, Mata Amritanandamayi, was recognized for her humanitarian work at the Human Rights Film Festival in Paris. Actress Sharon Stone presented Mata Amritanandamayi the award with the following remark: "She is a remarkable angel." Known to the world as the hugging saint, Amma, as she is lovingly called, had pledged ₹1 billion, or $23 million, from her charitable trust to help survivors of the Asian tsunami. She was featured in a documentary entitled Darshan, which premiered at Cannes earlier this year. Thank you and God bless you, Mata Amritanandamayi, for your generous heart and all that you do for the world. May heaven bless you to continue to share your love for years to come.
In animal news, in Northern California, a compassionate woman mothers young abandoned squirrels. As a volunteer for the Peninsula Humane Society Wildlife Care Center, Mary Nessie has cared for nearly 150 squirrels and nurtured them in her home. Mary and her husband usually take them in when they are 2 weeks old and care for them until they are weaned 6 weeks later. The squirrels are then briefly returned to the Humane Society's aviary and then released back into the wild. Mary Nacy said she would rather stay home and watch the squirrels grow than go out for dinner or a movie. They are God's creatures, she said. They were put here for a purpose. They are so much like us, with different personalities. God bless you, Mary Nacy, for your noble and compassionate work to rescue and care for these beautiful animals. May you be an inspiration to us all to help love and care for all God's creations.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Today's joke is entitled Parlez-vous français?
There was an American went to Paris for a holiday, and he was trying to speak French. So he say, "Okay, garçon," mean waiter, "garçon, je désirais one piece of pain and a piece of beurre and café avec milk." So the waiter was very diplomatic. So he said to the client, "I'm sorry, but I don't speak French, sir." So the client said, "For Peter's sake, bring somebody who can."
And now for our viewers' helpline. This lovely letter was from Jamie Walker, who wrote,
"Hello, this is in regards to a video clip I recently watched entitled Shining World Leadership Award, Irina Sendler, Saint for the Jewish Children. In it, I saw a clip of Mr. Norm Conard, our teacher, giving Irina flowers. As a cast member of Life in a Jar, the Irina Sendler story, I'd like to invite you to take a look at our website. You can reach it at www.irinasendler.org. We first heard about Irina in 1999 and wrote a short play about her, which has now gone on to be featured by major news agencies all over the world, and we have a DVD available of the filming of our play. But above all that, we've had the opportunity to grow close to our hero, Irina. Through our letters and meeting with her, we've looked into the eyes of a woman who so selflessly gave of herself to save people drowning around her. She's an inspiration to us, and we devote ourselves to sharing her story. Sincerely, Jamie Walker, cast member."
Hello, Jamie. Thank you so much for your wonderful letter. Many thanks to Mr. Norm Conard and the cast members and supporters of Life in a Jar for sharing the touching and heroic story of Miss Irina Sendler. She is indeed a beautiful soul. May God's love and blessings be with you and the company in all your noble efforts.
Do you have a helpline today? Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. We appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on the screen.
Our positive programs can be viewed from anywhere around the world, any time of day and any day of the year at suprememastertv.com.
May your day be filled with an abundance of love and blessings from the Most High. So long until next time.